Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about being called by God. Some of the things we're called into, some of the things we're called to be, called to do, the way we're called to live. And today we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of the week with a focus on how we're called, what allows that to take place. And just to give you a hint, it's not because we're so good. It's not because we've earned it or deserved it. It's not because, well, God's lucky to have us on his team. No, we're called by God's goodness. 2 Peter 1, verse 3 says, His divine power, God's divine power, has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. I think sometimes we read that verse or we hear it and we kind of get caught up in that first line that His divine power has given us everything we need, and we stop there and we says, is that really true? We create quite a list of things that we need, or we think we need. And there are many times most of us don't have all of those things. We've not completed our list of things we need. We may even be without the basic things that the majority of people would agree upon are needed. And so we wonder, what does God mean? Well, the problem is we don't always finish the verse. He says He's given us everything we need for godliness. He's given us everything we need for life. A godly life. And He's done this not because we've earned it, not because we're so special, but because of His glory and goodness, for the sake of His name. And when we recognize God's desire for us to live a godly life, it doesn't take very long, if we're honest with ourselves, that to recognize that that's pretty difficult. Temptation abounds in this world, it seems, no matter where we go. And sometimes the temptation seems so innocuous, so safe. We'll be talking Sunday about sin always being overpriced. I don't know about you, but I love a good bargain. I look at things, and they may be things I want. They may be things that I think I need. They may even be things that I do need. But one of the first things I do when I come across an item is to look at the price tag. I'm not sure that's a completely best way to evaluate things all the time, but it tends to be my nature. And there are things that I've seen, that I've wanted, that I thought would be useful, and I've concluded that the price is just too high. They may be nice, they may be good, they may be useful, but not at that price. It's too much. And when it comes to having what we need for godliness, part of that is the courage to say no. Where do we get that? Well, we get that from God. We get that by His divine power. One of the reasons that Paul writes and shares with us God's version of armor, this spiritual armor that we read about, is so that we're able to withstand the attacks of the enemy, the attacks of Satan. His divine power has given us what we need for life, for a life of godliness. And recognizing that ought to encourage us to know that it's our salvation. It's not by our works, lest any of us should boast. But it's by the grace, the gift of God in our life. And the things that He calls us to do in response to His love are acts of obedience. They're acts that will demonstrate our willingness to abide by His terms, our willingness to seek first His kingdom. They're not acts that we do in order to earn what God has given. They're not things that we do in order to show off our holiness. But we respond to God's love because He has called us by His goodness. I suspect there's times that all of us interact with people that do things for us, that help us out, because they feel they ought to. They feel they have to. They're kind of obligated to do that. And while we appreciate the help, it just isn't the same as when someone helps with great joy, out of the goodness of their heart, because they want to. And while we notice that in others, the bigger question is, what is our attitude when it comes to serving others? God has called us by His goodness because He wants us. Do the way we treat others show them that not only are they wanted by God, but we want them? You see, living life called by God's goodness ought to give us a greater sense of purpose, a greater sense of value, a greater sense of belonging, to the extent that it overflows out of our life into those around us. This year, we're celebrating 25 years of existence as the Deer Run Church of Christ here on 2730 South Ironwood Drive in South Bend. And I've been praying this week. I've been going through the attendance list that we take each Sunday and praying for the people that are a part of Deer Run. But I've also been going through some old directories. People that once came here, once was connected, and a variety of reasons are no longer here. There are those that moved, that their work, their family life, they are plugged in elsewhere serving God and faithfully continuing that work that God began in their life. But there are others that, well, they're not connected all that well, here or anywhere else. And as I pray about this need, this desire to belong, about the goodness of God's calling. I think many times within church settings, wherever it is, people fall by the wayside because, well, the church might lack clarity in God's calling being good. We begin to feel that we don't really fit in. We don't belong. We're not wanted. People aren't all that eager to see us and to associate with us. And the list goes on and on. But I'm here today to tell you that everyone that belongs to Christ, everyone that seeks Him, He says we'll find him. And you are called by God's goodness. And your role, as much as my role, is to help others know the goodness of God that exists within his family. We do that not by our might or power, but by the divine power of God's Spirit living within us. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you for being a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need for godliness, for life. Because of your goodness, you have called us to yourself. You have called us into relationship through Jesus Christ, but you have also called us into relationship with one another so that we're not alone here on this earth, so that we have the love and support of flesh and blood people who live life alongside of us. So God, today I pray especially for those that have felt unwanted, that may be estranged from a fellowship of believers and doing life and pursuing you on their own, and are in need of that encouragement and that life-giving fellowship that comes by living in fellowship with Jesus, that is spread by living in fellowship with one another. Father, there are multitudes of reasons why people leave a church fellowship, why they go elsewhere, why they quit going. But God, your divine power not only calls us by your goodness, but enables us and equips us to have what we need, not just to be in relationship with you, but to help us be in relationship with one another. So God, today I pray especially for those that need to come home. Wherever that home is, that in these days that seem to be darker and darker by the week, that we would learn the value of your family. God, for every one of us, may we live with an attitude of humility that recognizes we're all together because of your goodness and not ours. And Father, may it be your goodness that we represent. May it be your goodness that we share with others. May it be your goodness that is seen and felt and acknowledged in us and through us. And Father, for those times that we feel weak, for those times where we know we're not that good, may we be confident in your divine power to give us what we need for life, a life of godliness. Father, as we begin today and continue the preparation we've been doing all week, may our gatherings of worship, wherever we gather with others, be sweet. May they be honoring of Jesus. May they be challenging and encouraging both for every one of us. And may our life represent Jesus, not just when we gather to worship him, but when we live life in the schools, in the workplaces, in the neighborhoods, wherever we are. Help us today to lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.